Have you ever found that maybe after hours, days, or weeks of chipping away at a project, you find that all you're left with is a creative block? Well, let me tell you, that's happened to me more than once. And I came across a kind of unique way of dealing with it, but I imagine there's probably other people that have stumbled across it as well, too. I know one person in particular, Andrew Stanton, who was the director of that, you know, kind of successful movie called Finding Nemo, the one that Pixar put out? Yeah. I remember seeing a documentary where he and his co-director would actually go and jump into a vehicle and just drive and drive and drive. Well, that's what's going on here. Hi, I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue, and for this particular podcast, that's what I'm doing. I'm actually driving down the road. I've got my entire vehicle mic'd up for this sort of situation, and I thought this was kind of a unique way to do it. Don't worry, it's all hands-free. I'm not holding a microphone up to my face. There's nothing blocking my vision or anything along that line. What I decided was I'd do kind of an impromptu little podcast that include you guys into one creative aspect that I do. I don't really get a chance to talk about it too much, but I have mentioned in my blog how I will go traveling to different sites and places along that way. Well, one of the side effects that has happened as I've driven a lot of places is, you know, inspiration can strike anywhere. And more often than not, I'm not about to pull over and, you know, take notes or do that sort of thing necessarily, but I do always have a camera at the ready and I do have my phone and or another personal recorder nearby. And I'll get every single idea I have. I don't care if it's a song idea, poetry, maybe just, you know, some thoughts on an illustration or maybe a series or something along that line. In fact, 90% of the stuff that I have has been created that way or at least started that way. And let me tell you, it's kind of a liberating factor because I know that there were a lot of times before that I had forgotten ideas. And I hate forgetting ideas. I know there's people out there that believe like, well, if that idea didn't stick around, then it probably wasn't that great of an idea. Not necessarily true. I've found that a lot of times those little slivers of thought, when compounded and coalesced together, often come up to becoming a really good idea or project that I can take on down the road later or something that adds into another. Now, one of the other things that happens is sometimes as I'm driving along, I'll get the opportunity to maybe see places or see things, or maybe there'll be something that I hadn't really anticipated, you know, being able to see at that point in time, and I can get a good chance to record it, to take a photo of it, to maybe stop and get my thoughts down on it. And that's happened more than once. I don't care if it's a sunset or maybe a particular type of cloud or something along that line that just maybe adds that extra little bit of ambiance or detail to something I was looking for. I'm forever carrying my camera with me, of course, and my phone is definitely that. And I'll take photos of whatever I have, and then I'll quickly record what my thinking was after that sort of thing. But if I'm just trying to sit in my vehicle and drive and think it through, a lot of times I found that not only does it give me a new perspective, but it allows me to recalibrate my thinking and start from scratch. I mean, when you get into your vehicle, you got to put on your seatbelt, you got to start the car, you got to back up, you got to do all this, yada, yada, yada. But once you get on the highway, you can start to revisit your idea and think it through basically from square one. And I love that approach. I love it. There's been plenty of times that I've actually thought up brand new ways of maybe approaching an illustration or something just because of that. Maybe it's just an angle I see on a street lamp or, you know, a certain view down a road. And I think to myself, you know what? What I had originally wasn't that dynamic. So let me take a picture of this because this is some great influence right here. Now, I'm aware that driving isn't going to be everybody's cup of tea. Maybe for some people it's going and, you know, playing a video game or maybe playing a game of pool or maybe, you know, you got a friend along so you're playing a game of pool with your friend or maybe you're pushing your friend into a pool. I don't really know how you get your kicks or how you get your inspiration or how you overcome these sort of situations, but you do whatever you can. You try and get past that creative block because here's the thing. If you're going to shoot for trying to be any kind of a professional in this field, and I don't care what you're talking about, if it's in the creative arts of any kind, you're going to have to try and find ways around it. And this, for myself, was the best way I could find. I like it because I like driving, and it's a great sort of external just release for me. So if you find yourself being haunted and followed by that gigantic creative block, think about the things that you enjoy doing and what you yourself can do to get past that. Stress and a lot of those other things can certainly cramp our style and can certainly make us limit our own ideas and objectives. And so you've got to try and find the best ways around that. So, what are some of the best ways you guys have? I'd love to hear back. Email me, comment below, or, you know, talk to me at a show and let me know what you think and feel. I appreciate you listening, and hey, guess what? I didn't reckon anything. That's great. But then again, I was only driving and actually recording for about 5 minutes. Until next time, I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue. Thank you so much for listening and for, you know, the feedback and everything I've gotten, and I'll see you next time.